Let's head towards the unknown region with Chris B, where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
Chris B. at TowardTheUnknownRegion.com.
Well, that could be a song for our times. I will survive. Yeah, we're
not the Gloria Gaynor one.
No, not at all. That was Arrival, who a few weeks ago in 1970 had a big hit with Friends, the Terry Reid tune.
Tony Marley. Was the writer of that?
Yep.
Along with, he was in with Frank Cooper and Frank Collins and Diane Birch was the female vocalist.
Right. Well, Les Newman and Chris Bent, that is us. We have crash landed our time. Our time capsule has landed on the 15th of May 1970 when 67 new singles were released.
Wow.
Issue 329 of the new singles, a weekly listing of 45s. We began with a serenade on Parlophone Records by the Wallace Collection. They're the ones who had a sort of a turntable almost hit, certainly in the UK, with Daydream. I think it was a massive hit across Europe.
Do you know why they called them the Wallace Collection?
No, you tell it. You enlighten us.
Because their record label, AMI,
yep,
was next door to the Wallace Collection in London, so they took, which is an art gallery in London, so yep, they took their name from the art gallery.
More profound wisdom from Les Newman than you can shake a stick at.
every week we have this journey of we start out and we've no idea where it's going to take us.
And I can tell you this week the singles list was almost as uninspiring as you could ever find, with artists such as Theo Bichel and Arcade and Aaron Folk and Rita Alston. But there were some hits this week, and we've just heard one of them. That was the Arrival tune. Also coming along is a massive hit from Nicky Thomas, released this week, The Ides of March, and The Four Tops. So I'll leave you all out there to ponder what those tunes might be, and you will be hearing them in the next 1 hour and about 40 minutes or so. We're going to carry on now with the B-side of that Wallace Collection single, and this one features a Leslie cabinet on the vocals. It's called Walk On Out, and Les is going to tell us all about his cabinet.
Well, it's an interesting concept. It was designed by Donald Leslie in 1930. It's a combination of amplifier and speaker that was originally designed for the Hammond organ to give a different sound. Basically, you've got a rotating baffle in front of the speaker, which then obviously it changes the phase, if you like, of the audio coming out of it. That's why you get that distinct sound of a Leslie speaker. Invented, they say, because they wanted to make the Hammond organ sound more interesting and sound, actually, it makes it sound more like a proper pipe organ. That was the idea behind it. And if you listen to a Hammond organ with a Leslie on, it does indeed sound like a pipe organ than it does an actual electronic organ. And that was the idea behind it.
Right. And yet when you use it with a guitar or vocals, I think it makes it sound kind of watery.
Yeah, it does. That's because the Hammond organ sounds very, very electronic, very, very mechanical. What the Leslie does is it makes it more natural windpipe, if you know what I mean. That's the whole point of it. So it gives it that distinct sound.
Okay.
Which you don't normally get out of a normal organ.
This is the Wallace Collection, Walk On Out.
Thank you.
For further information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
seemed to be a common thing for our reggae friends to do, shout out the title of the tune at the start and just carry on with an instrumental and keep shouting out the title.
Yeah.
That was Joe the Boss. It was on Joe Records, so I guess that was Joe of Joe Records, a subsidiary of Trojan, son of Al Capone, in case you didn't catch that. And we began with Steve Cropper and Funky Broadway.
What a career he's had. He started out in the Marques, which was the house band of Stax Records back in 1958. As a guitarist, he went on. They then changed. Then they became Booker T, which was also the Stax house band.
Yeah.
During his career, he co-wrote In the Midnight Hour. He also co-wrote Sitting on Top of the Bay, and Knock on Wood was another one of his co-written productions as well. So it's three classic soul tracks he actually co-wrote with Wilson Pickett, Eddie Floyd, and Otis Redding.
Yeah,
he did a lot of backing tracks for Otis Redding. That guy is just a legend.
Steve Cropper. And that was indeed on Stax Records. The single number was 147. Yeah. These are the new singles released on the 15th of May 1970. There were 67 of them. You might dip into this program every now and I think, well, it's the same old rubbish again. But no, it's another always reggae track. It's always different. It's all every week we play this or that week's releases, and we've stumbled upon a hit. Earlier on, I suggested we'd be playing the Ides of March, released on this date, 15th of May, 1970. Can anyone guess out there what that tune is on WB? Oh, that's Warner Brothers Records.
Inside my car, I got pictures, got candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby, I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman, by now I'm sure you know that I love you, I need you, I want you, got to have you tried. Great God in heaven, you know I love. I'm your vehicle, woman. By
You're listening to Chris Bent. Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
He come grooving up slowly. He got juju eyeball. He won holy roller. He got hair down to his knee. Got to be a joker. He just do what he please. You've got to be free.
Come together right now,
now.
Over me.
He bagged production. He got Walrus Gumbo. He got Uno Cyborg. He won Spinal Cracker. Down below his knee, hold you in his arms till you can feel his disease.
Come together right now,
now.
Over me.
It's so hard to see.
Come together right now,
now.
Over me.
Chris B. at TowardTheUnknownRegion.com.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she's standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the brokenhearted people is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
What a great cover version that was.
Yeah, that was good.
Aretha Franklin with the Beatles' Let It Be, prior to that Come Together by from Rosetta Hightower, also Beatles tune on CBS. We began with The Ides of March and Vehicle on Warner Brothers. We're going to carry on in a similar vein of music with Dorothy Morrison.
Ides of March actually got the name from Shakespeare.
Yes, I had to study it at school.
Yeah, the bass player actually studying Shakespeare, he did the same thing, and he decided on calling them Ides of March. That's where they got the name from.
Beware. Vehicle. Beware, wow. The Ides of March.
Rosetta Stone, Rosetta Hightower.
Yes.
Was a member of the Orlons, which was a vocalist group in the 1960s. Had quite a number of hits in the US. And then she came to the UK and formed a backing vocals with Madeline Bell, Kiki D and others.
Oh.
So she's appeared on Joe Cocker's album, Little Bit of Help from My Friend. She was a backing vocalist on that. And also on, what else was it? John Lennon album, I believe she was on as well.
So we may...
She was a vocalist on Power to the People.
Ah, we may hear her next week then, because released next week on Regal Xenophone is The Letter by Joe Cocker.
Wow.
So that's one to look forward to in next week's show. This thing we jokingly call a show from Chris and Les, heading toward the unknown region. Well, we're going backwards. We're going down the time tunnel.
We don't actually arrive there. We're heading towards it.
We're going backwards.
I don't know though. Maybe we are in the unknown region.
Yeah, we're going backwards at the moment, I'm afraid. But at least it's something we can remember.
Yeah.
We can't remember.
Sadly, listeners, I can remember.
We can easily remember what we did 50 years ago, but not what we had for dinner.
No, that's true. I can't remember. You tell me what's in the chart nowadays. Oh. I have absolutely no idea.
No. In fact, let me tell everybody what was in the charts 50 years ago. It's not in number order. It's, let me see here. The Band with Rag Mama Rag, Blue Mink, Good Morning Freedom, Creedence Clearwater, Travelling Band, Cufflinks, When Julie Comes Around, Dana, All Kinds of Everything, The England World Cup Squad, Back Home, Julie Felix, If I Could, I Truly Would, I'd Rather Be a Hammer Than a Nail, wasn't it, I remember. Frigid Pink, House of the Rising Sun, Norman Greenbaum, Spirit in the Sky, Hollies, I Can't Tell the Bottom from the Top, Tom Jones, Daughter of Darkness, Moody Blues, Question, The Move, Brontosaurus, Pipkins, Les.
Yay!
Gimme That Ding.
Gimme That Ding, of course.
Jimmy Ruffin, Farewell is a Lonely Sound, Simon and Garfunkel, Bridge Over Troubled Water, Roger Whittaker, I Don't Believe in If Anymore, The Who, The Seeker, Andy Williams, Can't Help Falling in Love, and Stevie Wonder, Never Had a Dream Come True. We're all in the top 20 on the 15th of May 1970. We choose not to do a chart rundown. We choose to play most of the tunes which were never even glimpsing the horizon of the charts. They
probably never even got out of the cupboard.
Some of them may have just been released as demos or promos to send to radio stations, but stock copies, clearly when they realised none were needed, they didn't make any. So we're going to carry on now with, in a similar vein to Rosetta and Aretha, this is Dorothy Morrison on Elektra Records. It sounds like it should be a Beatles tune because it's called Rain, but I don't think it's their tune at all.
He's slumped. Bent has slumped.
Then you
Pleasant single on DRAM Records, and one that I regret I don't have in actuality in my collection. Is This a Dream, followed by I'm Going Home by Simon Plug and Grimes. It's not
nothing about them at all.
No, it's not one that the teeny boppers would have gone into the record shop and said, have you got Simon Plug and Grimes, please?
No, but it was... But very nice harmonies.
Yeah. So we know nothing of Simon Plug and Grimes, but you out there might do. We're now going to play the Boulevard Saint-Michel on Capitol Records. And you are going to think that this is Peter Noone. But I can tell you it will not be Peter Noone. So while you work out who you think it might be, I can give you a clue. He's got a brother called Jack, who had a single released a few weeks ago, and we played it.
Well then.
Sometimes when I close my eyes, I see it all so clearly. Paris in the springtime, your mind smiling in the sunshine. Remember all so well.
Boulevard San Michel, not Peter Noon on Capitol Records.
Arthur.
Arthur Wilde, brother of Jack. Yep.
Well,
you've achieved the impossible in 2 minutes, Les.
Incidentally, he was known for... He was in Zed Cars, The Doctors and Scene in 1968.
Yeah,
Let us go back to one that was released about 2, 3, 4 weeks ago. Brett Marvin and the Thunderbolts. It's been reactivated this particular week, the 15th of May 1970. So we'll play the B-side this time. Too Many Hot Dogs. And where would you find one of those nowadays?
Girls, let's all get together and show them the way.
Chris B. Radio Seagull.